So for the board, as we look through the day that we had, this is the time when we take to see what follow-up might be necessary or any commentary about what we've been up to today. So just open it up for any comments or questions that or suggestions that board members have.
Well, Tom, I agree. I think all the presentations were outstanding all day long. Unfortunately, with us, some of us leaving the board, it doesn't do any of the new board members coming in any good. It would have been nice, or would be nice, if the new board members had the same opportunity that we had listening to the presentations.
So that's a great comment. Thank you, Mike. We had planned this when we thought we were going to have new board members appointed. The one saving grace is this is recorded. And so, it will be available in sections to both review visually as well as hearing the presentations again. And so we will, that's the only saving grace. But it does set, for those board members that are carrying on, I do think it sets a good baseline of information.
I thought it was outstanding.
Thanks.
Peter, what's the next steps on this topic in terms of board involvement?
Well, in January, as you know, I kind of gave you an outline of the, at a very high level, of our climate change action plan. Mm-hmm. Given that that's got a real, we want to be aligned with the board, and you're talking about revising goal G. So we're going to bring you the outline and the principles to the plan and get your feedback on that, and then talk to you about how do you see us perhaps, and we'll bring a straw person in public engagement plan to get constructive feedback in that process. And then also at the January meeting, depending on whether we have new board members or whether the continuing board wants to tackle revisions to the work plan, we would be bringing a revised work plan to incorporate the new work that's been assigned to us by the governor's office into the flow of what we're doing with the board on climate change. I think those two things together can make sure that we keep the Global Warming Commission direction aligned with the Board of Forestry direction. Because as you heard, you have the broad authority to supervise all forest policy matters under state control. And this is one that is definitely in your wheelhouse, setting policy for forest climate change. So that's the initial plan. We would just continue to work on this as capacity allows, juggling the work with the Global Warming Commission, executive order, and goal G, I think would be things that we would be really working to accomplish.
Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking about, given the executive order and working with the Global Warming Commission in terms of getting to that point where we are reviewing or hopefully at the point where we are reviewing specific, maybe a menu of possible directions for us to go to try to do what the governor's asked, and I'm just trying to get in my head at what point we may be at a point where we're actually looking at specific options for us to.
Well, I'm not sure. I think that's what we're planning to bring you in January in terms of the climate change action plan. We have a framework of eight things we're going to focus on. that are consistent with what we think are areas that we want to work on or that could be goals the board would want us to pursue. And again, we're hoping for feedback from the board. Are these the right directions? And we will continue ongoing studies that we have underway and finish those up. But in terms of the new work and getting board direction, we're hoping to get board direction in January.
Great. Good to hear.
And Brenda has her hand up as well.
So just following up on Jim's question, looking forward to a menu of possible policy options in the future. One thing that I'm not hearing yet, and maybe that's coming, is what are the incentives that might be offered to private landowners to adopt new or alternative practices that might come out of some of the work that the American Forests Project is going to be involved with?
That's a really good question. And had they passed a cap and invest bill in the legislature, one of the goals was for some of the money generated by that program was to provide incentives. That wasn't sorted out, but a certain amount would have been dedicated to improving mitigation on working lands. The easiest incentive, particularly for industrial forests and particularly for, I think, TIMOs and REITs is money. That's what is their business model. And I think the graph that Catherine McDonald was showing how much you would get accomplished with a given price on carbon. So if you paid them X amount per carbon sequestering, it would do that. I think the landowner community, or at least a large segment of the landowner community, was supportive of the cap and trade program and saw the potential as another source of income in terms of adopting different forest management practices. So, you know, given the way the market works, that would be the simplest incentive.
I guess that was kind of implicit in my question. Clearly money is going to be an incentive, but where's the money going to come from? And so if cap and trade is going to be the way that this happens, that's great. I think at least I would appreciate a little bit more information on what's involved there, so that I can understand what the implications are to the landowners. If there are going to be other financial incentives, then what those might look like.
So, yeah, and then again, we could talk more about this, but I'll note that, because one of the things is it's, I don't know the details of their financial models. And so I don't know, I couldn't do the analysis right now in terms of how to move them, because I don't know the somewhat proprietary information. I think having a dialogue with them and hearing from them might be the best way to get that. So we'll consider that in the sort of options bringing forward.
I think that would be helpful. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, it seems like obviously some of the most effective things that could be done are going to, in some situations, beyond our authority. But certainly, you know, we can have a role if we really believe in something like cap and trade in terms of making a recommendation back to the legislature.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
No, I was just going to say, and that would include thinking about what incentives, what kinds of things would be utilized and effective with the landowner community. It's something that this group would be well placed to do. So,
right.
Any other follow up here before we close out the day?
I do have a follow up on. this, and I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, this has been, this is the last meeting of the year. It is also the last official meeting of two board members, Mike Rose and Tom Imason. And I always like to take the opportunity to recognize your service. And we've already recognized two other board members who are exceedingly past their staying on, Niels and Cindy. And I'm sorry, Cindy had to leave. I think we're able to do this in person. I don't know if we can zoom in at all.
Can't really hear you, Peter.
I was asking them if they could zoom in, and I don't know. But this looks like Centennial Forest in Eastern Oregon. Odell Butte. And it says, on behalf of the people of Oregon, presented to Mike Rose. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
With gratitude for leadership and service on the State Board of Forestry, December 2012 to December 2020. The Tillamook Forest, Tom, and it says, on behalf of the people, of Oregon, presented to Tom Imason, with gratitude for leadership and service as chair on the State Board of Forestry, December 2012, to December 2020.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, and I do want to say a few words for all four board members. I've been working with you now for 8 years, and for some a little bit longer. Probably about half of those was as private forest division chief, and half of those have been as your secretary and the state forester. And it's been a long, strange trip, to quote some musicians I really like. When you're trying to make change and you're doing it it seems interminably slow. And I think back about the riparian rule analysis, but I think if you take some time to sit back afterwards and look back, there have been some amazing decisions made, including changing riparian rules for the first time in quite a number of years. I think last October, we finally moved an HCP into a NEPA process after multiple times and failing. I think there's just been a lot of accomplishments when you'll look back, and it's been a real joy to work with the four of you over this time, and I will miss you. So I don't know what else to say, but I'll probably be calling you on occasions and hope to still be working. We do have something to show you before we go, and that's been teed up now. Can you see that okay?
Yes.
Yep.
And for those listening, I'll just narrate. From the ODF community and leadership family, we wanted to say thank you for your service and continued support over the many years. We'd hope to end the year on a bright note, so enjoy the photos gathered to celebrate the departing board members. And this is a thank you collection of folks who wish they could be here, and they wanted to sign this virtually to let you guys know how much you are appreciated. So thank you very much from your board administrator and from everybody who gets the opportunity to work with you.
Oh, well, thank you. There have been times when it can be frustrating. We deal with a lot of stakeholders who feel passionately and about lots of different issues, and tend to convey that if you just did what they're suggesting, it would be easy and good. And I think we do a pretty good job of having to weigh difficult issues with respect for the values that, and really identification with the values that people have when they come to us. But then we have to make the difficult decisions. So, and I really appreciated the opportunity to work with the Department of Forestry with really two in my time, state foresters, Doug Decker and Peter Doherty. And it's really been a great experience. And I think I really respect the leadership of the department and the folks who work there with incredible dedication. I mean, we talked a little bit about to Doug Graff today, who really exemplifies that. Also in dealing with, you know, the monumental fire issues and problems, but it's all been a little slice of heaven, kind of.
Well, I want to thank you for the award and the picture. Maybe one of these days I'll get to hold it, but I'm not sure when that'll be. But you know, this is one of the toughest volunteer jobs I believe I've ever had. You know, through the tough decisions that we've had to make over the last several years, if it wasn't for the professionalism of the staff and the department, it'd have been a lot tougher. And I've never been around a bunch of people that were willing to try to go out of their way to make it easier and better for you. And that's what I found serving on the Board of Forestry. That's what you do. That's what your staff does. And I've really appreciated it, and it's been an honor. So thanks again.
I wanted to say one thing to you, Mike, and that's you've often been the only voice I've heard reminding all of us in leadership about the importance of employee safety, you know, and particularly given the world that this department works in with fighting fires and all. I've really appreciated that, and I just want you to know that I've noticed that, and I will, in your memory, be sure to fill that role in the future. So,
that's important in the jobs that I've done, in the jobs that I've had. It isn't something that that we like to forget about, right. But it just sometimes inadvertently gets put on the back burner. And I think safety is everybody's right. And thanks for carrying that on. It's been a pleasure working with you on the board and all the other board members as well.
We also added that as one of our core values, Mike, after being reminded. I mean, we always say safety first, but we never add it in our core values. We do now. So a nice contribution to the way we look at things.
Good.
Okay. Well, I think we're done. The meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.